You ever make donuts?
Yes, sir.
How do you do that?
Well, you just make them like a, kind of like a cake. Roll the dough out and cut it and have a hole in it and find something deep fat, right.
And that makes a
donut.
Okay. What about the flat things that you fry in a skillet that you put syrup on? Yeah, okay. Any other names for them that you can think of?
Pancakes.
Okay.
Flitter. I don't know.
If you have one pound of flour and you get one more, you have two. Okay. If you break an egg, the yellow part that comes out is the
yolk.
Okay, and you say that's the yolk of the
egg.
Okay. What is it that you put in bread to make bread rise or dough rise?
Soda.
Okay.
Soda.
Or
baking powder.
Or sometimes we use stuff that came in a cake. Yeah. You say, well, I'm going down the store and buy a cake of Okay. The color of the yolk of an egg is?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you put eggs in water, put the water on the stove, you say you're going to have?
Okay.
Okay, or if you put the eggs in there and just let them boil for a while, you say you have?
Boiled egg.
Okay. What is a poached egg?
Well, that's break an egg in water.
Oh, that's when you break it in the water.
Break it in the water. Okay. Cook it in water.
That's what about soft pork? What is that?
Soft pork? Well, that's pork salted down.
Okay.
We used to call it middling meat.
Call it what? Middling meat?
Middling meat.
Mm-hmm.
Soft pork.
What about hog meat that has a whole lot of lean?
Ham.
Okay, if it doesn't have very, or if it has some lean, it's...
Shoulder.
Okay, and if it has no lean, it's all
middling.
Fat. Middling. Okay. And when you butchered your own hog and you made bacon, the skin of the hog, when you fried it, would be right along the edge of the bacon, and it'd be real tough. And you'd call that the what?
Some call it the meat skin, some the rind.
Okay. Was bacon sliced or just in?
Just cut it with a butcher knife, you know.
Yeah, but when you butchered the hog, did you slice it or did you just leave it in
the
block?
No, the
whole block.
Okay, what is it when you butchered a hog that you ground up and put spices with and everything?
Spices.
Okay. And a man who does this for a living would be a...
Butcher.
You might say, well, I'm going to go down to the store and see the...
Butcher.
Okay. And when meat goes bad, you might say, oh, that meat is...
Fine.
Okay. Slaughtering hogs, he found out that people would pay him to slaughter their hogs, so he just quit growing his own and started slaughtering other people. But when we left the farm, we don't use those words much anymore, and I forget about them.
Yes.
What about, you ever hear of head cheese or sauce meat or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that?
Well, that's something you make out of the head and feet.
Okay.
Cook it and mix it up and put sage and pepper and salt.
And you call it what?
Souse meat. We always call it souse meat. My daughter brought us some today. It's good, too. Mm.
What about when butter goes bad? You say it is?
Oh, rancid.
Okay. And milk, when it goes kind of sour and it gets lumps in it, you say it has what?
Clabbered.
Okay, some people say curdle, some say
curdle.
What about some food that's made out of this milk when it does this way? A lot of people eat it with salads.
Cheese.
Some kind of cheese. Cottage cheese.
And you can make pie by that, too.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I have seen that. I've never tried one of them, but...
I used to make cottage cheese when I was on the farm. I had so much milk and we sold milk and butter and had one customer going over to make some cottage cheese and bring them, and I did several trips and I quit it. That's too much trouble.
Well, I was
going to
ask you, wasn't it a lot of trouble to
it
make cottage cheese? Did you churn it or
no?
You,